Hello, Fosdem. This is Sebastian Serva speaking. I'm Technical Product Manager at Open Source Technology Center at Huawei. Today, I will be hosting also Ettore Chimenti, who is our partner's representative, and he will also talk about his impression on the project. So today, we are going both talk about Oniro as an open source starter for fast-paced IoT environments and give some retrospective to the project. So what's in the scope? I will start about with history and the project itself. How did it started? Our product-driven approach, system work packages and processes used, our lessons learned, and what next in the project and a partner's impression. So who we are? We are 18-month young or old project. We are partner-driven organization. We are part of Eclipse Foundation, and team members are scattered across Europe and India. So at the moment we have around 20 core team members and around 100 community members. What else? Multicultural environment. We live in 16 different countries, talking natively different languages, yet working full-time on daily basis toward a common goal. And what's the goal? And the goal is called Oniro. And what's Oniro then? Oniro is an Eclipse Foundation top-level project focused on reducing fragmentation and avoiding vendor lock-in in the consumer and IoT industry, led by a working group and of which Huawei is an active member. Of course, we are first project, and Oniro's project license is Apache 2.0. How did it start? So Huawei is one of the funding members.